are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And the Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And this morning, a studio full of folks joining us as we're going to be talking about the Rally for Robert. We've got Holly Hoing, we've got Mark and Sharon Holscher, and Marlon Roseland. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. We've got a great event coming up that we want to let people know about, so if they want to be part of it, this is a great way for them to maybe learn a little bit about it if they're not familiar. This is happening this Saturday. So, Holly, you're here with Countryside.
Right.
And this great event, it benefits Pennies for Robert. Tell us a little bit about that program.
Right. Pennies for Robert provides travel funds for cancer patients who either need to leave our community for care or who are coming to our community for care. And it started back in 2004 when Jack and Joe Mitchell brought us a tub full of pennies and said, here, we need to do something in memory of our grandson, Robert Disberg. And so we said, okay. And so Pennies for Robert was started at that time. Since April 1st of this year, we've been able to provide $36,295 in travel funds for patients for 273 trips. And since Jack and Joe brought that first bucket of pennies in, we've been able to provide $810,840 in travel funds.
Wow, that is wonderful. And it all started with a jar full of pennies.
It all started with a jar full of pennies and a little boy who would pick up pennies every time he found them because they were good luck. So it's just the community has embraced this program. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows someone who has had to travel for cancer care. And so the support has been wonderful. The process is extremely simple. We need your name, your address, a phone number, the days you're going to travel. We put a check in the mail, or you can stop by and pick it up. You don't have to bring anything with you. We take you at your word, and off you go.
And it is a great program because there are so many people that have been touched by cancer one way or another. I know in my family there have been numerous, my aunts and uncles and my father. So usually, whether it's you or someone in your family or someone you know, cancer, it knows no bounds, and it just, ravages everybody. And this is a great program to help, and there are so many people that have been helped.
Yes. This is Sharon, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer 9 years ago. And Mark and I made several trips to Sioux Falls because there wasn't cancer treatment here in Pierre at that time. And so we, dipped into the Pennies for Robert program. We had two teenage boys at home, had no idea what the cost of chemo, radiation, surgery was going to be. And it just was that little bit of support monetarily that we didn't have to worry about, are we going to have enough money for, a tank of gas? It was just, mm-hmm. It just kind of took that burden off. And so Mark and I want to give back to what we were able to receive during that time. And so that's kind of how we teamed up with Countryside Hospice. And we've done this ride now for 3 years. It was four, but last year was kind of a botch because of COVID. But mm-hmm. That's okay. So anyway, on Saturday will be our big event. And we have Marlon with Street Masters. And Street Masters has teamed up with Countryside Hospice to help support this project. Marlon?
Thank you, Sharon. Yes, we got involved. Street Masters got involved late 2018. Mark gave me a call and said, asked if we would be interested in pairing with them, something we had never done before. Mm-hmm. And we have 105 members in our club now, and it's been a rewarding experience to deal with Countryside Hospice and, of course, the group dealing with that. And we've had a lot of fun with it. We have a little deal with the club that every member is issued a name tag, a metal name tag, and they have to wear that to the club meetings. Well, if you don't show up with your name tag, you got to throw a buck in the bucket. And so we started doing that. The appeal to the group was to bring a handful of change every time you come to a meeting or whenever we meet. Just please bring something. And so baggies. In fact, I had one of our members call last night. He's got a bag full of pennies. I'm going to tell you, it's not a light one. He's he's been really, really great about collecting for us. And I've got to stop by his house this morning and pick it up, and it'll be a bag full of pennies. But to put it in perspective, Holly's $810,000 comes out to about 81 million pennies. And I had a weight at one point to what a pound a penny, or how many pounds were in a pennies were in a pound. I don't have that with me right now, but it's a lot of pennies for an awful great cause. And Street Masters has really been gotten behind this, and we really look forward to having a great weekend. And again, it's a it's labor of love, and right now we are on track. For the 3 years we've been involved, we've contributed over almost $5,000 total to the group. So we're really looking forward to it. And we're still collecting. We're not done yet. So if there's any members out there who haven't grabbed their pennies and tossed them in a bucket first yet, we'll see everybody on Saturday at Beck's, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it sounds like it has been a wonderful partnership. And Mark, this is not just a little short course. This is something that, you know, whoever has a car, has a motorcycle can be a part of. And tell us how long this this journey is going to be.
Yeah, so we start out on Saturday. Registration's at 11 at Beck Motors, and then we depart at noon. And we have a 139-mile loop, I'll call it, and we leave Beck Motors, say, if I'm going to, and what we do is we have the bikes basically ride the route, I'm going to say, to the left, and the cars drive the route to the right. So we're not intermixed. We just ride it in opposite and drive in opposite directions. And our stops consist of, we start at Beck Motors, and then we got the Grey Goose Store and Social Club, Mug's Bar and Grill in Gettysburg. So that's as far north as it goes. So we'll go up 1804 as far as our riding to the left. And then we come back down to the corner in Oneida, and then Cactus Jack's Lounge or the Larry Lanes in Pier. And then we end up at the Isaac Waltons, and when we end up at the Ikes, we have a meal prepared. The gals from hospice have a meal prepared for everyone. The sponsors that we reached out to this year is Chase Auto and RV, Fine Line Auto, and Beck Motors. And we've also had a local motorcycle club called Sick Breed that will be helping us out at Beck Motors for registration and just the logistics, you know, at Beck's, then also at the Dice Run stops, you know, on the motorcycle side of things.
And that's what I was going to ask. Along the way at these different stops, what's going to be happening for those that are participating?
So it's a dice roll. And so at every stop, everybody rolls the dice, and you're trying to score the most highest points on the roll. There's some snafus there where if you roll a snake eyes or roll a pair, you end up going back to zero at certain points. You know, if you roll those pairs or those snake eyes, that's part of the whole dice roll, but you're trying to score the most points. But we also have a low roll in the deal. So our fourth prize is somebody that's on the low end of that. Plus, we also have a wild card that we'll just pick out of the bucket. Everybody's going to have a ticket or two, and we'll pull that ticket out, and that'll be a $50 cash draw. We call it the wild card, and we'll also have a 50-50 pot. We'll be selling 50-50 tickets, you know, for those to have a chance to win a 50% of the pot, so for the day.
Oh, very nice.
And, yeah, and the first prize is $300, second is $200, third is $150, and then the low roll, we call it Meals on Wheels. It's an idea that Holly come up with, so it's a great compilation of various meals throughout the community here that have been donated.
Excellent. Now, if somebody's, you know, they haven't taken part in this, but they would like to, you know, join in this time, do they just show up at Beck's and get registered?
Yep. Just show up sometime between, I'd say, 11:45, because we're going to do a group picture at Beck Motors, some of all the cars and all the bikes and everybody that's there before we depart. We have a gentleman coming in, it blesses the pennies, and everybody gets a shiny new 2021 penny, I believe, is what we've kind of got set up. So, and like I say, we plan to depart at noon and be back at the Ikes by 4 o'clock. So it's a 4-hour, you know, event, basically.
September 11th.
And yeah. September 11th, with that being the 20th anniversary year of 9/11,
right.
We'll be, you know, having some special time for that at this, also when we're blessing the pennies, too. Yeah. So.
And each card that you buy to roll dice is $20, and then each additional card after that is $10. And anyone is welcome to come. I mean, you don't have to be a gambler. You don't have to be, you know, have a hot rod or a great motorcycle. You know, it's just open to everyone, you know, in the Pier Fort Pier area and even outside, because we do support those folks, you know, within, what's the 50-mile radius to, to be able to partake in the Pennies for Robert program. Mm-hmm. So we encourage you. It's going to be a beautiful day, hopefully. It sounds like still the forecast is good.
Yeah.
Great for a ride. It's an awesome cause, and there are so many people in this community that have been touched by cancer. You know, yes, we have the Helmsley Center here, but sometimes they have to seek other treatment outside of the Pier Fort Pier area, and that can get very, very costly, very spendy. So we just encourage, if you know, and even if you aren't able to partake, you can still come down to the Ikes when we come back for some fellowship and, you know, see what it's all about and make a donation for Pennies for Robert.
And that's what I was going to ask. If you aren't able to participate, but you still want to help out, that'd be a great way to do it then.
Yeah.
And what other, what folks have done is they bought ride cards or these dice cards and sent them with folks that could go on the ride in their behalf. So they would buy them, put their name on them, and others then would roll for them on the ride on their behalf. So that's been done that way, too.
I was going to say, that's another great option.
You know, so I might carry two other cards for two other people and
have a lot of fun.
Right, I bet.
It's fun to gamble other people's money.
It definitely is. Well, it's a great cause, and this is going to be a wonderful event. Yeah, the weather's looking good, so we'll keep our fingers crossed that it holds out. But it's looking like it should be a good day just to get out on the road, raise some money, and help folks out in the community. And that's what it's all about. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a great event on Saturday. I think it's going to be a really good one for this go-round, especially after last year not being able to hold it. So,
Thank you.
It's the Rally for Robert, the Rods and Rides Dice Run this Saturday. Don't miss out. All the details, you can find them on our page as well when you go to the community calendar at drgnews.com on the KGFX page or on the DRG News app as well. So there is the Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic,